Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Maryland Story won the first week of college football. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The SEC made a statement with big wins by Auburn and LSU over higher-ranked teams, and the ACC looked improved with a 10-4 record. But the biggest win came out of the Big Ten, and it had everything to do with Maryland's stirring victory in heartbroken College Park. The Terrapins had been in the news for weeks following the heat-related death of lineman Jordan McNair after an off-season practice. It resulted in the suspension of head coach DJ Durkin and the resignation of strength coach Rick Court. The Terps played an inspired game to honor McNair, facing Texas in the opener for the second straight season. Maryland players wore the number 79 on their helmets for McNair, and they came out behind a giant Maryland flag with his number. The Terps lined up for their first play with only 10 men, leaving McNair's spot in the offensive line empty. In a show of sportsmanship, Texas refused the delay of game penalty. That's what this day was really all about. Behind coach Matt Canada, who has the interim tag until the school finishes its investigation and likely fires Durkin for abusive treatment in his program, Maryland shot out to a 24-7 lead and overcame a comeback by Texas to score the last 10 points and stun the Longhorns as they had last year. The victory was dedicated to McNair, as is the season, but coaches and players coming together under the worst circumstances is a story that will be hard to beat in all the games that will be played from here on out in 2018. Texas was a heavy favorite, and a tragedy-marred crowd showed up for a game that had become an afterthought by McNair's death. It would have been understandable if the team wasn't ready to play, but it was for its fallen teammate. Football has taken a lot of hits lately, but this was a heartfelt and heartwarming way to start a new season. This is Archansky. See ya.